You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. That is the Phil Collins song You'll Be in My Heart from Disney's Tarzan. And yes, the rhythm section is a heartbeat. The heartbeat of a boy named Gabe, 17 years old. This is a lovely example of the work that music therapist Bridget Sova does every day at the Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids. Bridget records the heartbeats of patients and then sets it to music. Whether it's the heartbeat of a tiny baby heading home after being successfully cared for in the NICU, or the heartbeat of a child nearing the end of his battle with cancer, the recordings Bridget makes are treasured by parents and families. Bridget Sova is here with us now. Bridget, I just loved listening to these recordings. What an inventive way to give parents such a priceless gift. Where'd you get this idea?
Thank you so much. I actually got this idea when I was doing my internship at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. The idea came from a brilliant music therapist by the name of Brian Schreck, and I was learning under him right after he came up with this idea. And so the two of us got to work together on a lot of heartbeat recordings, and I was able to kind of master my craft by working with him, the person who came up with it.
And now you've brought this art of heartbeat recordings to Helen DeVos Children's Hospital. So there you are in West Michigan. And tell us, so how does this work? You record a heartbeat like we just heard Gabe's heartbeat. Tell us about how it works.
I have a stethoscope recorder, which a lot of people might think is something pretty high-tech, but it's actually just one of the disposable ones that we have in the hospital, and I chop off the tube about 2 inches from the chest piece of the stethoscope and stick a little lapel mic into the stethoscope, so the same thing that reporters use and clip onto their collar when they're talking. Just something that's homemade. I can plug it right into my computer and then get that heartbeat recorded. It only takes about maybe 20 or 30 seconds. And then what I do is I go into a computer program and take out background noises so that you just hear that steady heartbeat. And after that, I can record the music by playing my guitar along to the heartbeat. And I always make sure that I am, you know, making my guitar playing fit the heartbeat so that each song is very unique to each patient.
And the parents or the patient picks a melody.
So I just ask for any song that's special to them and meaningful to them, and it could be anything from pop music to a lullaby. Everything works.
What has been the most offbeat song you've recorded so far?
That's a great question. The most offbeat song, and probably one of my favorite ones, was we did the Rocky theme song. So it was kind of like a fight song for this particular patient, and it was a lot of fun to turn that into a heartbeat recording.
Talk about the patients. Wide range. I mean, the initial one we heard from Gabe, you said, is 17 years old.
Yeah, I can record anybody's heartbeat, and sometimes we get the entire family's heartbeat. But this has been done with little babies who maybe they've had heart surgery, and it's kind of exciting to hear their steady beating, working heart after their heart surgery. I've also done it with older patients. Sometimes we get the whole family involved, so we record mom's heartbeat and dad's heartbeat, and we put it all together on one track so that all the hearts are beating together, and that's always a really fun experience.
You once recorded, Bridget, the heartbeat of a 10-year-old boy whose cancer had progressed, and he chose Best Day of My Life by American Authors. Tell us more about that recording and why he chose that song.
This was actually during my internship, and it was the first heartbeat recording that I ever did, so it's really stuck with me. So this was a 10-year-old boy, like you said, who had a very progressed stage of cancer. And when I came to him with this idea, we actually had talked about the fact his cancer was getting worse, his body was starting to fail. And so for him, this was something that he could be involved in a way for him to leave a legacy for his family. And so we decided to come up with a heartbeat recording, and we called it his theme song. And so to make it a little bit more fun, and we worked on choosing a song together, and he chose Best Day of My Life. And what he said about the song was that it made him feel energized, it made him excited. And those are feelings that he didn't get very often during his long and very difficult stay in the hospital. And so I think that this song for him was kind of an escape from all of the uncomfortable things of the hospital. And so what we did was we recorded his heartbeat. I added the music, and he added a little introduction to the song that was very sweet, where he told his family and any listener why he chose the song and why it was his theme song.
We're going to take a listen to another sample of your work. Tell us first a little about, this is little Adeline's heartbeat set to "You Are My Sunshine." What can you tell us about her?
Adeline's family was very dear to my heart when they were here in the hospital. We did a lot of music therapy with them that was different from the heartbeat recordings. So I did some lullabies with them. I helped her when she was learning how to feed from a bottle. She was a little NICU baby by using music. When I found out that she was going to have heart surgery, I definitely wanted to do a heartbeat recording for them. We were able to record Adeline's heartbeat and then put it to music and listen to her beautiful, working, amazing heart that had just been fixed and was working so great. And "You Are My Sunshine" was the song that we chose because it was one of the songs that I used to sing to her a lot when she was in the NICU, and it always brought a smile to her mom's face to listen to that song and to see Adeline respond so well to it. This one was a really special recording as well.
I'm speaking with Bridget Sova, who's a music therapist at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids. And as part of her work, Bridget records heartbeat recordings, patients' heartbeats set to songs. And so some of these are like Adeline's celebration recordings. Others are commemorative recordings. What do you hear from parents and families once you put that recording in their hands?
You know, it's always different depending on the different families and the different personalities of the families. Sometimes I'll hear they listen to it every day and they put it on their phone and it's something that brings them joy or it's something that brings back a happy memory for them. And some families will tell me that they haven't had a chance to listen to it yet just because they haven't felt like they're ready for that yet. And they're thankful that they have it, and it's comforting for them to know that it's there and that they can listen to it any time, but they just aren't ready yet.
What got you into music therapy in the first place?
I actually got into music therapy after hearing about it for the first time when I was a senior in high school. I had just had an experience where I was visiting my grandma, who had dementia and also had just experienced painful surgery, and the only thing that really helped her was singing. That experience was so interesting to me, and then hearing about the field of music therapy right after that, I knew that this was something that I was interested in. It's a way for me to combine my love of music and my love of helping people together. And so it ended up being perfect for me. And as soon as I heard about it, I never really looked back.
Are you aware, Bridget, of anyone else offering these heartbeat recordings at other hospitals? It seems like these would be treasured by family members no matter what the age of the patient.
You know, actually the word is starting to spread around, and this is one of the reasons why I'm so excited that I'm getting the opportunity to speak with you today, because every time a music therapist hears about this, a lot of times they will reach out to me or they'll reach out to Cincinnati Children's Hospital, my supervisor Brian there, and we'll be able to share how to do this, how to make the stethoscope recorder, how to get all the background noises out, and how to add your own music to it. So I think that this is something that Brian really wants to share with everyone and wants to get the word out there and wants everyone to be able to do, because it is so precious and something that can be so cherished forever. So we're hoping that more and more hospitals will do this. I, you know, get emails all the time and talk to people on the phone all the time about it. So there are hospitals that are starting to do this other than the two of mine and also Cincinnati.
Bridget Sova does heartbeat recordings as part of her work as a music therapist at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids. Bridget, thank you so much for sharing your work with us. These are beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad we got a chance to talk.